Love poem to my wife with pigeons. For Kay. In those days, I visited a local park, hoping something would happen. Life, perhaps, or a check in the mail, so I could leave the apartment where I was not living. Lights turned off, only water brown in its unflushed toilet. This, I knew, was the life of an animal, a bird perhaps, a pigeon, gray and ugly, waiting for crumbs to be tossed away. A cold, damp bench was my favorite, like a drunk has a favorite bar stool. At first, the pigeons gathered around, waiting, wanting what I could not give. But as soon as they realized I had nothing, they accepted me as one of their own. All day we sat in our stale seconds, our connection made possible mostly by our lack of will to do anything else. The silver winter sun was a dime flipped in the air by some bored god, and puddles lay about like mirrors thrown into the gutter. City trees, bearded with frost, bent forward like beggars begging passers-by for warmth. But the pigeons, huddled together, sat stoically, as if inside them beat small hearts like white dwarf stars. Darely no check came and few crumbs. What did come were joggers and taxicabs that sent pigeons scrambling a few feet. What surprises us in the end is action. Will enough to shuffle and endure when there is no other ambition within you. I too felt this odd urge to continue on, to scurry just enough out of the way of tragedy, to escape the tires of bikes, stones thrown by kids, bolts of grief, to survive long enough to make it here to your luxurious embrace, my love.